Welcome to the midweek meeting at Trinity Baptist Church, Maryport, a bit of a shorter meeting in the current circumstances. I'll begin our meeting by reading the words of Jesus, which are found in John chapter 5. The Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you that you cause the Holy Scriptures to be written by those you had chosen, and you enabled by your Holy Spirit to give us your word. We thank you that you cause them to be written for our learning, to reveal to us what we need to know about you, the living God, and ourselves, the way of salvation, thy church, things to come. Help us whenever we read the scriptures or hear them preached, to, as it were, inwardly digest them, to embrace the truths contained within them, and to seek to live them in our lives. Help us, if we do not know thee, to, through your word, know your salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. And as your children on faith in him, guide us by your Holy Spirit through your word in what we are to believe and how we are to live. And help us to believe what you say and to live according to your will. We pray again for the many in the world who don't have the scriptures in their own language, that you might help all those missionaries and those societies seeking to work to translate the scriptures in the language of these various people. Help them in their task. Help them to do it accurately and faithfully. And bless your word to the hearts of these peoples, these tribes, as they have it in their own language for the first time. We pray in this country of ours that you would help believers to teach their children from the earliest days the scriptures. We pray for the many children in our land who know absolutely nothing of the scriptures, that you would cause them through various children's work in churches to learn what the scriptures teach, to come to know the way of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, and to come to faith in him. So we thank you for your word. Help us to value it. Help us to read it, to use it. Help us to live by it day by day. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll read again from the Word of God, if you could turn in God's Word to 2 Timothy in chapter 3. And reading from verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Well, may God bless to our hearts that reading from a portion of the scriptures. The aged apostle Paul in 2 Timothy is writing to the younger Timothy to help him, to encourage him to remain faithful to Christ no matter the widespread ungodliness of the day and the widespread false teaching that was going around. And as on Tuesday evenings we're looking at verses in God's word, using the verse, learning. This evening we come to this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where we're told in verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Paul encourages Timothy to continue to live according to what he had learned and been assured of, convinced of, through the teaching he had received of the word of God from his grandmother, his mother, and more recently the Apostle Paul. Timothy knew he could trust those from whom he had learned God's word. They were a family and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And he also knew he could trust in God's word he had learned, because it was the very word of God. And he himself, from the teaching of his grandmother, his mother, and Paul, was convinced, was assured, that it was the truth of God's word. Timothy had enjoyed a great privilege of life. From a child, he'd been taught the Holy Scriptures. That was the Old Testament. It's important, if possible, for children early in life to learn what the word of God teaches, because the devil doesn't wait. He begins as early as possible to negatively work in young children's hearts from their earliest days. Therefore, it's right to early in life teach them God's word, that early on in life they may learn what God says, what God has revealed in his word. God commanded the people of Israel to teach their children his word from their earliest days. And Christian parents should not rely on children's meetings in their church to teach their children the word of God. They should in fact be doing it themselves. Children's meetings really are with the purpose of ultimately teaching children from non-Christian families who will never ever learn anything of the word of God from their parents or their grandparents. But it's not the views or opinions of his grandmother, his mother, or Paul that Timothy is to continue in, put his trust in, but in the scriptures, which don't merely contain the word of God, but they are the word of God. Some have foolishly said in the past, the Bible is God's word when it speaks to you. No, the Bible is the word of God. It is the revelation God has given, that being the word of God should determine our beliefs and our behavior. You see, Paul's saying to Timothy, you must continue in the Word of God. You must continue to put it into practice. On the one hand, knowing from whom you learnt it, your grandmother, your mother, and me. And on the other hand, because you know it is the infallible Word of God. Paul continues by saying that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, that doesn't mean that the Bible is inspiring to read. Yes, it can be inspiring to read. It can be a source of inspiration. But that is not what this verse is saying. When it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, it's not saying what Scripture does, but what it is. The word in the original translated inspiration literally means God breathed, or breathed out by God. So the Scriptures are the result of the divine breath of God, the Holy Spirit. One of the best definitions of inspiration I've read is this: it's a supernatural influence of the Holy Spirit upon divinely chosen men, in consequence of which their writings become authoritative, trustworthy, the very word of God. So the Scriptures are the product of the divine breath, are of divine origin, are the word of God. You see, it's not the church or experience or feelings that are our final authority. It's the word of God. What saith the Scriptures should always be our first resort. Whenever we hear anybody teaching, preaching the Scriptures, we should search the Scriptures to make sure the things we have heard are correct. And when you read the Bible yourself, when you're in the church building and you hear it preached, you need to recognize, this is the word of God to me. As much as if God were to speak to me with an audible voice. And they are the Holy Scriptures, because they are the word of a holy God. It's they alone, as it says, can make us wise unto salvation, which is by faith in Christ Jesus. The salvation it's speaking of there is a salvation from sin, salvation from the eternal wrath of God in hell, that is the just punishment our sins deserve. It's a salvation to enjoy fellowship with God in life and be eternally blessed in God's heaven when we die. You see, people will always have their own views and opinions about how they can be right with God and go to God's heaven. But it's in the Scriptures, God's Word, that God reveals to us how this can happen. We can, by examining creation, learn something of God's greatness and His power and His wisdom and His majesty. But creation doesn't reveal to us the way of salvation. That's revealed to us in the Scriptures. For there, the God we have sinned against reveals that there is a way of salvation, and He reveals what that way is. And that's why it's so important to have the Scriptures translated into the language of the various peoples of the world, so they can learn from the Word of God what the way of salvation is. That's why it's so important to seek to get the Scriptures into the hands of people. Because if they read what they're given, they will learn from the Scriptures God's way of salvation. That is why God's word, the Scriptures, need to be faithfully preached, so that people, on hearing the word of God, can learn God's way of salvation. And what is God's way of salvation that He's revealed in His word, the Scriptures? Well, it tells us there, it's through faith in Christ Jesus. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But who is going to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ if they haven't heard of him and that he's a saviour of sinners? It is people hear God's word, learn from God's word, that salvation is through faith in Christ Jesus, that in the grace of God, they as sinners will believe upon him and be saved. There only has ever been or will be one way of salvation for sinners. And God has revealed to us, told us what it is in his word, through faith in Christ Jesus. Saving faith, though, is not believing what God reveals in the scriptures, but faith in Christ Jesus, who the scriptures reveal is the only saviour of sinners. It's sadly possible to know from the word of God, to learn from the word of God, that salvation is through faith in Christ Jesus, and yet not to be saved, not personally to put your faith in Christ to save you a sinner. If you don't therefore respond to the commands of God in the scriptures, you won't be saved. God now commands all men everywhere to repent. God commands us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we repent and believe upon him, we shall be saved. But not only do the scriptures, God's word, reveal God's way of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, they are also the word of God to all those who have come to faith in Christ Jesus. The scriptures are profitable, so useful in what they teach us, what we learn about living the Christian life. They're profitable for doctrine, teaching us that we can learn all we need to know about God, about ourselves, about salvation, about Christ's church, about things to come. They're profitable to us for reproof, convincing us of the ways we are living and behaving that are contrary to God's will, that are displeasing to God, so that we turn from them. They're profitable for correction. That is the idea of setting us in the right direction, in the way to live and behave that will be honouring and pleasing to God. They're profitable for instruction in righteousness. They reveal to us all that is required in living the holy life which God calls us to do. For God says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." God's word, the scriptures, the believer in Christ can learn from, so that they are perfectly equipped for every good work. You see, there's no deficiency in the Bible. The scriptures, the word of God, by command or principle, revealed to us as believers in Christ, all that God sees fit for us to know. In other words, they are a complete, sufficient salvation, revelation, for us. The Old Testament itself makes clear that there is more to come, more to be revealed, more to be fulfilled. But when we read the New Testament, it makes clear to us it's a complete, sufficient revelation. God has revealed to us with its completion all we need to know. When you think about it, the Great Commission could not be carried out if God hadn't given revealed all the church was to teach and preach. The church couldn't, as it says in Jude, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints, if that faith, that revelation, was going to be continually added to. You see, if you're looking for further revelation from God in the forms of prophecies or visions or dreams or tongues, whatever it may be, it suggests you haven't grasped that God's word is a complete, sufficient revelation. And in fact, you are actually undermining the finality of God's revelation in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, today we don't need new further revelation from God. We have the scriptures, the Bible, the complete, infallible, authoritative word of God. But what we do need is a greater measure of the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, so that we understand the scriptures, so that we live according to the scriptures, and so that we proclaim the scriptures. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the responsibility to continue in all that we have learned and all that we are continuing to learn and will learn from God's word. Why, Jesus himself said, "If you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed." So let's thank God for the scriptures, for his word. Thank God for all those who in your life God used so that you learnt the truths of the scriptures and God's word. But whatever you do, don't know the scriptures but not know the Saviour revealed in them, the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing that salvation is through faith in Christ Jesus, then by faith you trust in him to save you, a sinner. And having done so, and all who have done so, then continue to learn from God's word and live according to all that God reveals in his word. Don't, whatever you do, fall into the trap as a professing believer in the Lord Jesus Christ of learning so much of the scriptures but not yourself continuing in living according to what you have learned from God's word, which is God's revelation of his will for you as his child to live by. Amen. Shall we pray? We thank you, O God, for those from whom we learned the truths revealed by yourself in the scriptures. We thank you for graciously working our hearts and lives, that seeing salvation was through faith in Christ Jesus, we by faith trusted in him to save us, a sinner. We pray, all listening this evening, that it may be true of them, that knowing the way of salvation by faith in Christ alone, they themselves by faith have trusted in him to save them, a sinner. And help us, we pray, to continue to search the scriptures. Help us continue to read the scriptures. Help us to continue to take every opportunity to hear the scriptures, the word of God, preached to us. But we pray, help us by your Holy Spirit, so that all that we learn through the reading and teaching and preaching of your word, we put into practice in our daily lives. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forevermore. Amen.